Joined here by head coach Dan Owens, heading up to Mercer, where the Lady Cardinals, they bounce back from their first loss of the season Thursday night. Great game at KTTN. Went back and forth. Milan had a little bit more push late and won 63-61. Mercer got a lopsided home victory to start conference play against Tri-County on Friday. They'll be up in Humiston against Mormon Trail tonight. A couple of games early next week. Linn County on the road Monday. Southwest at Holiday Hoops at North Central Missouri College Tuesday. That is the 19th at girls play at 3:30 in the afternoon. How are you doing this afternoon, Coach?
Doing good.
That was a heck of a ball game on Thursday. You get into a close, tight ball game like that, those hurt a little bit more at the end of the night when you're on the wrong side of the scoreboard, do they not?
Well, they do. It's just kind of a little bit of the opposite of the way it was Tuesday night against Green City. We were able to pull out a close one at Green City on Tuesday and then had another pretty good road trip over to Milan. And I thought we played really hard. We just didn't shoot the ball and didn't finish as well as we have some nights.
It looked like, you know, it was one of those games where I kind of kept saying, you know, it looked like Milan was trying to put the game away, but you hung around and you hung around and you caught him. You got the big three from Ashlyn at the buzzer. And it looked like, you know, you scored the first 5 points of overtime, and it looked like at that point that you were going to get out of town with a W.
Well, yeah, I was really pleased with the way that we, you know, finished the game. And then right there to start overtime, like you say, we hit a couple big shots early, and then I think we had the ball up five still and probably took a shot that we shouldn't have taken and then followed it up with another force on back-to-back possessions, and they scored on both of them, which tied it. Then it was just back and forth the rest of the way, and they were able to extend a little bit right there in overtime before we made a late push and didn't get a good shot off at the buzzer.
How difficult was, you know, especially kind of the matchup where you're talking about somebody who has, you know, size and length, how difficult of a stop was Marion Dabney for Milan on Thursday?
Well, she's a very good player, and she's got a lot of kids around her too. Their hands probably by 2 or 3 inches at every position, and when they finally did miss, we weren't able to board it a lot of times, and you know, they got a lot of second opportunities, and early in the game we went to the foul line a lot, and then as the game wore on, you know, that everybody adjusted to the officiating that was, you know, they let us play, and we knew that going in that we were gonna have you know, that type of game, and we just didn't finish through contact on a lot of our layups. And then early in the game when we got to the free throw line, we didn't do a very good job putting them in. So, you know, those are bad combinations if you're trying to beat a good team.
With the two games last week, Coach, you mentioned the very entertaining close win at Green City. That was by two. You lost in overtime by two to Milan. There have been a lot of seasons in the past where everything that Mercer's had before Christmas are 30 to 40 point wins, and, you know, lopsided, and those are kind of fun. You can get a lot of players, you know, into the ballgame and this and that, but I'd imagine that having two really difficult games, one going your way and one not this early in the season, that has to have some benefits for the girls here going into midseason.
Well, it really does. Our schedule early in the year is definitely much, much tougher this year. You know, we played a very good Mount Air team that hasn't lost since we've played them and only has, you know, our loss and then to Class 3 or 4 Iowa team in Osceola. So, you know, they're playing really well right now ever since our game, and so that was a good win for us. And then Green City's much improved. You know, they're deeper than they have been, and you know, they're very good. And then Milan's, you know, they've got one of the better teams they've had outside of, you know, when they had the Poly girl. And, you know, and then tonight we're playing a team that's undefeated. So we definitely have some tests going on and before Christmas this year, which is kind of nice.
How nice was it, Coach? You know, if you get a loss, those are certainly rare with your program, but when you do get a loss like you did Thursday, how nice is it to come back and kind of have something to focus on the next day with the conference opener against Tri-County?
Well, that was kind of my pregame speech, was that, you know, it's the good thing about basketball is you get a bounce back real quick, and, you know, we were playing another game within 24 hours, whereas, you know, football teams, they've got to think about it all week and try and figure out what went wrong and what they did right and all those types of things. And then basketball is kind of, you know, bang, bang, bang. So you can't dwell on one game and worry about that. You just have to come out and play hard the next night and try and make up for it. And I was real pleased with the way that we came out against Tri-County. I think we scored, you know, 24 or so in the first quarter and held them to not very many, and so we kind of got off to a good start there, and that was good to get a lot of kids in that night.
What is your philosophy as a coach? Yeah, it's very easy to say if something's in the past, you flush it and you move on to the next. Is there kind of that philosophy that you have if you take a loss, or do you kind of look at it and say, we got to find a way to get better from it too?
Well, there's that fine line there, and it's kind of the same way we had on Tuesday night. We knew coming, you know, after beating a good team Tuesday, we had to just, you know, refocus because we knew we had a big challenge ahead of us on Thursday. And, you know, you kind of have to do both ways. You have to definitely compartmentalize and make, you know, make it a 24-hour celebration if you can get by with it. And if not, you just have to move on quicker. So, you know, that's kind of how we handle it. We want to try and have everything focus for our next game within a day or so.
Well, you're heading up the highway to Mormon Trail, Coach, and yeah, as I say often, I don't do a whole lot of studying on Southern Iowa basketball, but you just told me Mormon Trail's unbeaten. What makes them such a challenge tonight?
Well, I know they're just very, very experienced. They're playing, they've got the same team that we've played for the last 3 years, and you know, we aren't the same team that we've had in the last 3 years. We've lost, you know, some very, very good All-State players, and so they've closed the gap a little bit each year on us, and I know their senior year they're playing very well, so, you know, they've got some shooters, they've got some length, and, you know, it's going to be a big challenge up there at their place, and like I say, we're looking forward to it, and then we've got a little bit of a break so we can take off a couple days because we've been going so hard with the last week, and so we're going to probably take off the next day or two after tonight, and you know, hopefully tonight goes well. We can take that break with a smile on our face, I guess.
There are players, and I think Maddie fits into this category, where you know they're good players, you know they're probably the best player on the team, they're a go-to player on this year's team if you need points. Then I'm looking at it at the end of the night, and I had her down for 30. I don't know if that was the official told her or not, and I look at it going, I wouldn't have, just from watching that game, thought Maddie Fisher scored 30, but yet there she is at the end of the night. She finds a way to get the ball in the hoop.
Well, she does. She scores in all different levels. You know, she can hit the mid-range. She's has good, strong post moves, and then she can hit the three, too. So she's pretty hard to guard, and I've been really pleased with a lot of other kids, the way they've been playing. Ashlyn Brown's been shooting the ball, you know, outstanding for us in the last couple games, and you know, early in the year, she was a little bit frustrated because things weren't falling the way that they have lately. And I knew that if she just kept shooting, that they would come around because she does it every day in practice. And so that's a good thing. And then Emma Shipley, she's definitely one of our leaders as our point guard, and she's been playing very well also. But been real pleased with the effort with everyone.
Yeah, and as you mentioned on the interview the last couple of weeks too, you got a lot of Hawks that are doing a lot of good things and getting kind of, you know, things that don't get mentioned all the time on these radio interviews, but kind of glue things for the team that group really does for your basketball team.
That's exactly right, and I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, the three Hout girls, we've got a freshman, junior, and senior, and they're all playing huge minutes for us, and two of them are starting at this point, and the other one's right off the bench, so, you know, they're going to have nights where they score. I know Bailey had 9 or 10 against Tri-County and shot the ball a little better than she has some nights, and Brianna's hit some big shots for us already this year, and that's going to continue as we move on, so, you know, that's... It's nice to have more scoring threats. I think we're better offensively than we have been the last couple of years, but defensively we've been giving up too many points and too many easy ones, so that's definitely the area we need to work on.
A little border battle tonight up in Humiston. It'll be the Mercer girls with just one loss against unbeaten Mormon Trail. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck up at Mormon Trail High School tonight.
All right, thank you.